This is a very tired, very emotional Space Kate here at the Kennedy Space Center press site. And I've just found myself a little piece of grass, as far away from people as I can be, which is a couple of meters because this place is packed. And last time I saw a shuttle launch, I recorded something immediately afterwards, and I was just so taken with the whole thing and the amazement of it, and it was so incredible. And this time I grabbed other people and I heard their emotion, and I was still in shock, I realised. And well, this is me. And I'm a bit annoyed with myself. I promised I'd have everything set up way in advance, check that everything was working, not stress about my equipment, just watch the shuttle, feel the shuttle, just experience that whole shuttle experience. And my camera got stuck, and I was so disappointed that I wasn't going to get that amazing photo that I fiddled with it. And now I don't know if I watched the shuttle enough with my eyes. I mean, I did, I think. But that whole moment, you're shaking and it's so full of adrenaline, and I wasn't really expecting it to go, to be honest. And it went, and now it leaves you speechless. It leaves you completely speechless, and I just want the whole world to be quiet. I want everyone to go away, and I want to sit quietly and just think about what I saw. It sounds crazy. I watched a rocket launch and I should be like totally over the moon. But I just feel a little bit emotional right now. And I'm having my moment. And just as I said, I wanted the whole world to go away. Somebody tried to come and sit next to me and I've just leapt up, which is a bit rude, and I'll have to go and apologise to them in a moment, but I'm having my moment. And the reason it's important is that you don't want that memory to go. I want every other sensory experience around me to shut off so that I can just focus on burning that image of the shuttle, that feeling of the engines, the sound pumping against your chest, and the brightness and the noise and the wonder of it all. I just want to seal that in my memory, because that was the last one. That's never going to happen again. The final shuttle has flown. I was messing around with my camera, but I was watching, so I just need to seal that into my head now. So yeah, I am a bit emotional. You wouldn't think that a big hulk of metal and crazy, dangerous fuels and brightness and fire could make you feel quite so emotional, but it does. So this is me, signing off from the press site for the moment, till I go and find some interesting people to talk to. And try and capture as many different people's opinions, stories, feelings, emotions, while they're still there, before they've had a chance to think about them, to rationalise them, to put them into proper words, to tone them down, because it's not usually acceptable to be overexcited about everything. But why not? Because this is exciting. We just sent four people into space on a spaceship that's never flying again.